Justin Fluke back with you now, joined by Scott Berger, head coach for the Blue Jay boys. About the 15-3, just like the girls, 10-2, tied atop the Big 7 league with two games to go. Two games here in the last week since we spoke, coach. Both pretty close wins. You win at Santa Fe Trail 43-37, and then at Royal Valley 40-37. Two more close games, two more low scoring games, but in the end, it's two road wins, and you have to be awfully pleased with the way your team able to find ways to get the W.
They're finding ways, and mostly it's because they're playing sound defense and they're rebounding well, and I think we're making smart decisions on the offensive end, and I think if you continue to do those three things, you'll always be in every game, and I think our kids have bought into that idea.
Yeah, I mean, games whenever, you know, whether the point total is low or like in the second half last night, I mean, you make only two field goals and only score 11 points and still win a game. I guess you mentioned it, defense and rebounding. That has to be what you attribute to and not turning the ball over a ton. I'm sure you'd still like to cut down on the turnovers, but you're also not giving a lot of extra opportunities, it seems like, to your opponents.
Yeah, and we are. And we, you know, I felt like after watching the game last night, we were fortunate because that's the first time we've been out-rebounded in like nine games. And I know Royal Valley is a great rebounding team, and they've done it to others. And so I think when I did my stats, they had nine more shots than we did. So I feel fortunate that we came out of that game. We made a lot of threes that, you know, normally we don't shoot a lot of threes. And I think that kind of got us going and gave us a margin to where we could hang on and play good defense from there on out.
Troy Mattson's been your leading scorer now five games in a row. His 4 3-pointers last night in the second quarter were certainly critical to kind of give you a little bit of breathing room. Do you feel like him and the seniors just starting to step up a little bit? And it seems like he's not a guy that's afraid to have the ball in his hands whenever your team really needs some baskets.
Yeah, and we need Troy to do that. He is our best scorer on the team, and he's our most experienced player. And we've kind of put a challenge to him that you know, that we need him to step up, and he's responding to that. But the thing I like about Troy is I think he's more concerned about his defensive part of his game and rebounding than he is offensively. He's such a good kid, you almost got to convince him that he needs to shoot more, and that's the way most of the kids on our team are. And so you know, it's just been a joy coaching them because they're all unselfish.
Yeah, it does seem like at times they're almost too unselfish. Well, you got two games left here, coach, still with a Big 7 league title in your grasp. You got Jeff West at home on Friday, and then Tuesday night play at Holton, and obviously every game's big, but now that you've won seven games in a row, I'm sure you're just hoping that this momentum can continue all the way towards sub-state.
Yeah, we are, and I know one of the kids mentioned last night about seven in a row, and I said, you know, and seven in a row doesn't matter, you know, if we lose the next one, because we need to win the next one to give us a chance at, you know, a chance to get a league championship. And so, you know, our main focus now is just Jeff West, and we're going to have to play well, because as you mentioned last night, we've had several games within 8 points, and we, you know, we've been fortunate so far. But we just can't assume that since we've had a lot of success in close games that we're going to continue to do so. So, you know, we're going to work hard on offensively making good decisions. And basically, our field goal percentage defensively is very good this year. I think we're holding our opponents to like 37% or something. And that's a stat that a lot of times people don't talk about. But we talk to our kids about that, and they've taken great pride in keeping that number down.
Pretty impressive. You've had nine games this year decided by 8 points or less. You are 9-0. Haven't lost one close one. Coach, best of luck in keeping that streak going against Jeff West Friday, and we'll see you Tuesday in Holton.
Okay, thanks, Justin.
Scott Berger, head coach of the Blue Jays, about the locker room chat, sponsored by Garrett Country Mart and by Sailor Insurance Service.